Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum Happy Halloween. The gentlemen in front of me, very cool. One of them is a wizard, the other one is a comedy legend. Mike Ward, Chris Ramsey, welcome.
Yeah.
Hello, what's up? Penthouse. You're wearing the same costume I am.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone
convicted
wanted
sex offender.
Yeah. I was you texted us to see if we wanted to dress up, and I forgot how magicians love to dress up.
Yeah, I fucking love it. I'm so disappointed that I didn't get to perform tonight, because I thought tonight was like, because Tuesdays we come to the podcast and we can do a little bit on stage at Pantelis' show, and I was like, fuck yeah, I can dress up as a magician. Like, ironically, I love it.
They didn't want to take a chance. A lot of people don't come out on Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
They're busy because there's kids trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
So they're busy kidnapping those kids.
Kidnapping kids. Yeah. It's a good night for that. It's probably the best night, actually.
For sure.
You get kids and candy?
Yeah.
That's like the best for a pedophile.
Yeah. Yes, you get to have sex and it costs you nothing.
Dude, did you guys watch Kill Tony?
They go door to door, bro. It's a delivery service. They're coming to you.
Yeah, there's this kid. This guy, he's 21, but he's got like a disease, a pituitary disease, where he hasn't hit puberty.
Really?
He's 4'11". He looks the same as he did in middle school, and he's hilarious. And he's doing like pedophile jokes. He looks like a child, and he's 21. He can drink alcohol.
There is something funny about kids.
Yo, it's incredible.
So it would be hilarious. Yeah, because if a kid's witty, but he's not really a kid because he look in your
head,
he's
an adult.
You see a kid,
right?
And he's just very smart. There's something hilarious about that.
Plus, if he's like super dirty on stage,
he could also make a killing on OnlyFans.
Yeah,
just think about all the old guys out there.
Is that legal?
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's 21, dude.
Yeah, it is.
And he's got like a kid's penis. He's got. I'm sure on OnlyFans he could crush it.
That must be weird for him because everyone knows he has a small penis.
Yeah.
Like when he meets a girl. She not like because if he hasn't hit puberty, unless he's a fucking freak,
but no,
he can never pick up.
No, he hasn't.
His balls haven't even.
But then
come
again,
out, right,
everything's like kind of like when you were 10.
Fuck.
But then again, since he looks like a child, isn't it like child pornography?
But yeah, but it's legal. That's what I'm saying. It's like the loop. It's the perfect loophole for pedos.
Yeah.
Because if he puts OnlyFans content out there, they're safe.
But then his life sucks because every chick that ever wants to bang him, he knows is a pedophile.
I don't even think that he can. I don't even think that he can. I think
he can't bang.
No, I don't. I think it's like pre-pubescent.
Oh, he's not even.
Like you're not interested.
He's not even
thing.
Horny.
I don't think so.
He's just about the comedy.
He even said he's like,
he's
I've given up on that. You know, kind of like, it's kind of fucked up.
Imagine how weird that must be that he's writing pedophile jokes, but he doesn't get the joke.
He gets hit on a lot,
he's
though.
He's like a kid.
Who wants to bang? That's just weird. You have
just old guys.
Cooties.
Just old guys. But he also probably can just rake it up with candy every year.
Oh, yeah.
On Halloween.
Mm. Yeah.
Like he's out there every year, new costume. That's the life.
Mm. Doesn't even need a new costume. He just walks around face out. They're like, look at this young kid, can't afford a costume. Give him some candy.
Yeah, give him some candy to the poor child.
If this was the 80s, he'd be a millionaire because of shitty sitcoms.
So, yeah, he's coming out. He's been doing comedy for 2 years now, and they gave him a golden ticket right away. He's funny, and, like, you're going to see this guy, I'm pretty sure, because, like, he's a freak. Like, a freak of nature.
What's his name?
He doesn't have the OnlyFans yet, though.
Yeah. His last name is
don't Google him.
I think
right
Ethan
away.
Cord is
naked.
Cordes.
Ethan Cord's naked.
If you look at the Mothership's Instagram, they might
Mark Cords.
No, if you look at I don't know, maybe look at the Mothership's Instagram.
Did you say Nathan?
No, maybe I don't know. It was some. I don't know. I have his OnlyFans. That's the only
comedian that looks like child.
No, just look at the Mothership. They tagged him on
Mike's
like their last
come
post.
Up, bro. Michael,
on Instagram.
On Instagram. Yeah. And he can't sing either. That's weird. Well, it's wild, dude. You look at this guy and you're like, holy shit. Like, he came out. Everyone was so confused. Because you're like, what the fuck's going on? Is this a prank or something?
Does he look like a cute little kid?
Yeah.
Like a regular
yeah.
kid.
He could be like, yeah, like a child actor, like for the rest of his life.
Oh, and no one will ever, like, just, unless you know, you don't know.
Fucking doing lines of blow, dude. Yeah, in the green room, this kid.
I'm trying to log in.
It's all right.
I'll find him.
What are you logging into?
I'll find him.
Instagram.
Oh.
Mm. Fuck, I forgot my password.
Can't you just Google?
The mothership?
Here, his name is...
Jesus Christ.
He's very bad at Googling. Heath, he does it on every podcast.
Heath Cordez.
Like Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. He is tiny.
Isn't that insane?
He's Yo, he actually looks like a child.
Yeah, he does look like a kid. Yeah, you that
he's a Jeff Ross. Like,
if I didn't know, that would
Jeff
fool
Ross
me.
Isn't a big dude. Like, no. He's Jeff Ross.
This guy's 4'11".
Yeah, Jeff Ross is like my height.
He's got tattoos. He's got like two tattoos and shit.
Fuck,
bro, this fucking mouse,
dude, and his voice too. Look at him.
I don't know him, and I like him already.
Yeah,
look at him.
Holy shit.
Oh shit, what a cute little kid.
Yeah.
God damn, I want to adopt him.
Yeah, I'd fuck him.
Is he going to die? Like, does he have anything?
No, I think it's I saw another case like this where the guy was like 36 and it was like a dating thing and he couldn't, like, he was uninterested in women, this guy. He was like 36 and so hasn't
hit
puberty.
Can he go bald? Like, because I'm a suck if you start going bald before you hit puberty. So you look like a 9-year-old, but you got a comb over?
Yeah, it does suck. I don't think so, though. I think he gets all the benefits of being young, but all the downfalls of being young as well. He doesn't get any of the benefits of being an adult. He got kicked out. You said he got kicked out of a bar. They were, like, showing ID, and they still didn't believe him. Like, get the fuck out of here, kid. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You're trying to order a drink, dude, looking like that. You're wild, dude.
What are you trying to do, kid? We're not falling for
you. You're blowing the guy's mind. You're like, are you fucking kidding me?
And it'll be weird when he starts to age and wrinkle. Because he will age.
Yeah. He's going
to
look like Benjamin Button.
Yeah, it's kind of Benjamin Button.
Hopefully, since he's funny, people will know who he is by then and he could do it. Because that would suck, bro. He's just trying to chill at a bar.
But that's his way in. That's his angle, right?
Yeah,
Like, it's huge. It's great.
I don't know him and I like him. I'm going to follow him. Yeah. I'm a fan now.
Good jokes. Great stage presence, too, for 2 years doing it. And, like, very confident. I mean.
I think you have to have confidence if you look like a child.
Yeah. And they're like, what's wrong with you? He's like, oh, they don't know. Doctors don't know. Like,
oh, shit. It's a mystery.
Yeah, he doesn't even.
That's crazy. Yeah. Imagine he's lying to all of us. He is a kid.
That would be a better kid.
That would be crazy.
It's just a kid that drinks and does drugs. That would be a better kid.
We're all falling for it.
Yeah.
We're all
idiots.
Yeah. I'm 21. Of course you are.
Of course you are. Anyways.
Kids never have that confidence, but if you did, you could get away with so much shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like a 9-year-old going, no, I'm 31. It's just, I've this.
A 9-year-old acting like Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
You can get away with a lot of shit, dude.
I have an illness. And you're always commenting, look at the. Rack on that babe.
And you say old blow, motherfuckers.
You say old timey words too. You don't call it tits, you call it a rack.
On that broad.
Yeah. A rack on that broad.
And you're chewing a cigar.
People are very stupid.
Yeah.
People are very stupid. I think you get away with it. Because I had a conversation yesterday about the fact that if I was alive 50 years ago, I'd either be the biggest criminal or the emperor of the world if I had this brain.
Mm-mm.
Not knowing technology, just the brain of realizing people are stupid. I understand now in my life, better than ever, that movie Catch Me If You Can.
Mm.
It seems so phony at the time watching it. You're like, this is magical. And then after living life and seeing how stupid most adults are, they just have a position, but they don't know what they're doing. I'm like, oh my God, this is still possible.
Yeah,
that's how dumb people are.
He made it up. The guy who said he was like the Catch Me If You Can, the whole thing.
He wasn't the real guy?
I heard about that.
No, he fucking made that story up.
I heard about that.
He fooled him again. The whole story is made up.
But
that
story,
it's not a true story.
You could do that.
Yeah.
You could do that. That's what I'm trying to say.
But you got away with saying he did it.
Oh, but I thought like 90% was fake. Like, I thought that was a movie.
No, everybody thought it was real, and he said it was real, and that's why they made the whole movie about him.
Leonardo DiCaprio, the movie?
Yeah.
That wasn't real. That was just like a...
None of that happened.
That's what I'm saying. It was a movie.
But the guy that wrote it
but
said
it was based on
based
a true
on a
story.
True story.
Oh, but I thought when they say that, it's like very loose. Like,
no,
it's
like Frank Abagnale.
Like, the guy
was
pulled
like
a regular scam, and they're like, this guy stole an airplane. Like, I thought it was a...
No, for like he convinced people he did all that.
Also, this guy wasn't really wanted.
No, he fucked it. No, he wasn't. It was nothing.
He could have done all this.
I know. That's what's so amazing. It's like, he got us again.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. Did he get everyone?
Yeah. Because we all thought it was real.
Like in those days, though, it's surprising that criminals got caught.
Yeah.
Like the only way you could get caught is if you someone saw you and then you admitted to doing it.
Yeah.
You had to do both.
You're afraid.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you just play the confidence card.
Yeah, like fingerprints were just like if you wore gloves.
And
yeah.
Fingerprints didn't exist till like lately. Fingerprints at that time didn't even exist. Yeah. It wasn't even a thing.
Started existing because some fucking idiot stole something and put his hand in wet paint.
Is that how it started?
Like on a railing.
Really?
And then the cops were like, one of the sheriffs was like, I think we can look at fingerprints. And the cops were like, no, fingerprints are all the same. And then all the cops put their fingers in paint and see how yours are different than mine. And then they're like, okay, so then they got paint and then they got people to put their fingers in.
That's fascinating.
Instead of going door to door and going, do you have paint on your hands?
Yeah.
Like
people are dumb. People are back then.
It's true though. It is true. In
the 1970s, what would you have done if you committed a crime but nobody saw? Okay.
Yeah.
And they come and ask, what would you do?
Yeah, bury a hooker.
I'd be like, nah.
I'd be like, I've never. Or a black guy did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, dude, you could have been the best criminal. I don't understand.
I feel like you could do that any time before like the last 10 years, forever.
Yeah. The thing is,
blaming black people?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're blamed by people even 10 years ago. But there's too many cameras and stuff.
Small town Quebec and not enough black people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you tried to do that, like in Quebec City in the 1950s, you'd be like, there aren't any black people.
No, the ones that were there are already arrested. They've already used up the free black guy card. He's already gone.
But up to 10 years ago, it was hard because there was cameras. But I mean, in the 70s, there's no cameras.
No
cameras. If you're thinking ahead, you could have, and if they're onto you, just play on the racism.
Yep.
Be like, it was one of these foreigners. And they're like, that makes perfect sense.
Well, that's how a lot of con men got away with so much crazy shit.
Use a fake accent as you're robbing someone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, he was a weird mix between Irish and Bosnian.
He kept on saying, hello, hello, as he was leaving.
Excuse me, love.
He was definitely international.
he pissed away me and said, don't you tell the police that Italian Pete come here. They're looking for a guy named Italian Pete. I've never heard of him. I don't even like these Italians. Never heard of him.
That's funny.
Yeah, there's something funny about that.
That and people got away with shit like that, though. That's the crazy part, is they really did. They got away with whatever they wanted, and all you needed to do was, like, dress up silly or, you know, just...
And it's surprising how, like, serial killers, like, they'd only kill 4 or 5 people and then get caught.
Right.
In those days, like, you could have murdered 1,000 people before you got caught.
Mm-hmm.
Just always murder someone 25 minutes away from your house.
Yeah.
Or work for the government.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, don't murder people in a straight line, is what I learned.
Straight line to your house.
You gotta randomly jump, you know, like get you know what, get ChatGPT to tell you where to murder next so it's random. That's how you do it nowadays. You use technology to get back in.
Do you think, have you been watching new movies or new TV, like new ones that came out last year?
Yeah, like Maverick.
What is that?
Top Gun.
Is it? Oh, yeah, I saw that too. We saw that together.
Yeah. I feel like that was written by AI.
It was stereotypical, but it did its job. We all enjoyed it.
It was pretty base level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
what
do you prefer that?
It was like if you wrote, make 50-year-old white guys hard.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, fucking worked for me, though.
It was amazing.
Yeah. It was the best fucking thing I've seen in my life.
It was so much fun.
It was so good.
Yeah, dude. They gave me everything I wanted. Yeah. Everything I wanted. The perfect amount of fucking... abs to boobs ratio.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Like, abs, action, boobs.
What is it about? What is it about?
Wait,
us
there were
just
boobs?
Wanting to see a bunch of like jack guys throw around the ball.
Yeah.
Like normally I'd be like, oh, turn this fucking shit off.
I was hoping they would start making out.
You know what I mean? I was like, yo, these guys are awesome.
That guy's so hot. He's hot, right? Am I right, boys?
High five. That guy is so jacked, dude. Yeah, good for him.
But I'm trying to get into new shows, and I get into an episode or two, and then. Not even if I'm busy, I just don't like it. I feel like they're forcing stuff down my throat.
Yeah.
Whereas, let's say Maverick, all I felt like they were trying to force is nostalgia. Like, let's have some fun, which I was okay with.
Yep.
But I started watching the new Goosebumps on Disney Plus, and I was like, I know it was, in my time it was cheesy.
Yeah.
It feels weird.
It feels too woke.
But I don't know if it's woke or the way they talk. They're really trying to be like, yo, this is this day and age. Like, one actor comes right away, like, that's a trans.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. And then there's like, no, it's a gay guy. And then I just look online. It's a girl who transitioned to being a guy. I go, oh, no, I could tell. Just say that.
I try to fool you.
Yeah. No, but it's just the way they even do. Yeah. Like, the way they're forming it is like, you can't say. You can't say it's trans.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's a, because it's a girl who likes, well, no, now it turned into a boy.
Star Trek has one of those,
so
too.
So it was a, it was a girl. She turned into a boy in real life. Yeah. In real life, is a trans boy. In the show, he likes guys. So this is like,
and in the show,
so he's a gay guy.
In the show, it's a guy that was born a guy.
Yeah.
So he's
in
a
the show,
guy.
He's a gay guy. Oh. No, but that's so, what I'm saying. Because so, the show's like, he's a gay guy. I'm like, that's a straight woman.
He's trans gay.
Yeah.
It's very complicated.
And why stealing
is,
jobs
it's convoluted.
Yeah. Why is that? Why isn't no one getting angry that a trans person is playing a gay guy?
Ah, that's a good point.
That's a good point. Yeah, yeah. I'm glad they're not, though, because I like...
They're taking our jobs.
Because what I did like about the trans actor and the other actors in it, what I liked about it is that they're all young actors I've never seen before. So I like the concept of giving young actors opportunity, because no one's the same fucking people. So that kind of made me happy that I didn't know who he was or who any of them were. That was kind of cool. But then I was like, why are they making it all convoluted and everything has to be modern?
Yeah, they're making it like an Apple commercial. And you're
it's a story about a fucking ventriloquist dummy. You don't have to take it this serious.
It is bizarre. That's did you see the South Park bit with Cartman recently where he's like pretending to be the CEO of Disney?
Oh, I saw the clips.
Yeah, he's like, Miss Kennedy, you're like, Miss Kennedy, what do we do about the movie? And he's like, put a chick in it, make it gay.
Yeah. Put a chicken in it, make her gay.
Make like, it gay, put a chicken in it. And then he's like, well, what about Bambi? It's like, it's an animal. Put a chicken in it, make it gay. Make it lame and gay, put a chicken in it. And then he goes to the restaurant and he's eating food. He's like, how do you like it? Put a chicken in it, make it gay. And
he's like, we told the chef and he doesn't understand what you want. Put a chicken in it, make it gay and lame. A lame gay chicken.
That's very funny.
So it's just, I was watching and I go, I don't like that they're forcing it, you know?
It is a bit weird considering, I think the weirdest thing is considering that, like, it's such a small percentage of the population that is really trans, like a very, very small. That's just a fact. That's not a jab. There is a very tiny, it's like 0.5%, whatever it is, right? It's very, but then, like, you know, to see them in 10% of movies that are coming out, you're like, oh, that you can do the math. That is them forcing it. And it's not for the right reasons. Yeah. That's the other thing. There's just for ratings or just for, like, you know, and that's kind of weird.
Yeah. In Goosebumps, if the kid was trans, that would have made sense.
Right.
Because you're like, oh, they're showing a trans kid because there's trans people out there. But now it's like, no, it's like, right away, I could tell. It's like, oh, that's a gay kid. And I was like, no, it's not.
Yeah, they made, they're making a trans person seem gay without acknowledging that they're trans. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that is weird. That's a weird choice, but I mean, whatever. It's all confusing to me anyways.
Maybe I just don't get it.
Mm. Yep.
Am I getting old? Is that what it is?
I watched Yellowstone yesterday.
How's that?
It's really good. And it feels like it was made for middle America. Like, there's nothing in it that feels like, oh, fuck, okay, they're going to make me feel like garbage in this scene.
But it's also like, I feel like that's also too much on that side. Because I watched like the first couple seasons. I was like, cool. And then like season five, there's like, literally, like a killing an episode. Every episode, someone dies. I'm like, where are the police in this? And they're just like, wow, just beating people up. And
gay
like,
people don't exist. And you're like, all right, this is extreme.
Yeah, exactly. There's like, there's no gay people. And I'm like, we need at least one. Like, put one. I got used to all these gay people.
Yeah, I see these extremes. Yeah, the extremes. I want to be like in real life in the middle. Yeah. You have everything.
Yeah.
But no one's forcing. Like, no one walks into a room and like, I'm Greek or I'm gay or it would be the same thing. But, like, no one yells what they are in a room.
I had a conversation with someone from one of the French networks a couple of years ago that they were trying to explain how they wanted representation in TV shows.
Of course.
And I was like, that's on paper a super good idea. Mm. But if you want, like, representation, then buy a black series. Arab series, because it's weird that you see a group of people that there's one black guy, one lesbian, one trans person, one Asian guy, and they're all friends. You're like, make it like real life. That usually, like, Arab guys are friends with other Arab guys.
Yeah. That is true, but those are all people who work for Google. Do you know what I mean? Like, all these people work at Google, and they were hired because, you know, they're different. And that's like, when you walk into, like, a Google campus, it looks like an Apple commercial. You're like, oh, wow, like, you know, one person's this, one person's that, all the color hairs and stuff. And you're like, oh, cool. But then you have like companies that were never like that and now trying to be like that. And that's like, because I can't blame Apple
and
Google.
Those are the best. So, like,
that's what I'm saying.
They have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah. I'm like, because you look at Apple and I'm like, all right, you know what? These guys started with like this broad spectrum of people. They were never really like a guy or a girl brand. They were just like, hey, for everyone, which is cool. Yeah. But then you got companies, like Anheuser-Busch or whatever.
It's just dudes. Yeah. And they're like, how do dudes. We get these gays? Yeah. All right, I got a good idea. Yeah.
And the gays don't like it. Yeah, yeah. No, the gays hate it too. You're like, you're just doing it for money. Like, obviously, it's not fun.
But if I could see myself too. If I was gay, I'd get so pissed.
Fuck these guys or trans. Yeah. Because they had a trans spokesperson, right?
And then trans people were like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah. They're like, we don't like this beer, this shit beer. Like, trans people don't drink this beer.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I doubt a trans person ever ordered a Bud Light.
Yeah.
Poseidon orders Bud Light.
I hate beer.
Even him.
I hate beer.
But then they dialed it back, right? You know this. Now it's UFC. They're the official sponsor of the UFC.
Yeah, yeah. Now they hate gay people.
Now it's like, now they're back to gay bashing.
It's crazy.
There's what's the other company too? Victoria's Secret stopped doing the woke thing.
Oh yeah, because they used to have disgusting models. For a while.
They had fat chicks.
Yeah, they're like, we gotta sell some bras.
People are like, I'm not buying
Like they did that. Remember when the swimsuit issue, Sports Illustrated, had a chick with Down syndrome?
Yeah,
that's taken it like,
dude, finally
a little far. Like you can get like,
okay, finally a girl I can come to. Yeah.
But you're getting like, I get you fat chicks. Some guys like fat chicks, but who in the meeting was like, what about these retarded ladies? Am I the only one? I can't be the only one.
Yo, that's wild. That is wild, dude.
We're allowed to bang them, right?
What that fucking meeting was like, where one person was like, all right, this is going to go one way or the other. It's not going to... They're going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. Like, someone started like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And right away he got defensive. Like, they're normal people, Jessica.
Yeah, he's right. They are normal.
And then they all went with it. They're like, let's have a half-naked girl with Down syndrome. And people were like, oh, this is...
Were you saying it can't be sexy?
Yeah.
Not what I'm saying. I'm not saying.
I'm saying it just seems improper.
Whatever you say, you sound so wrong. Because if you say they can't be sexy, you're like, what's wrong with you? Why do you hate them? Yeah. But if you're like, they're kind of sexy, right? You're like, what the fuck is that?
You can't be too eager. You're like, we should get Down syndrome models. You're like, yes. I mean, it's all right.
I have Down syndrome. Everyone has Down syndrome. Let's get Down syndrome models in here.
And they always make it seem like an accomplishment. Mm. Yeah. Like they just accomplished something, which I never understood.
Well, it's like I said last time. Societally, they used to say you should never, ever, you never make fun of people with any type of mental disability, autistic. You never make fun of them unless we do a show about them fucking and put it on Netflix. Yeah, if it's on Netflix, we could ridicule these people and make some money off them. It's crazy.
Yeah, but they are the thing that people don't understand is that they are funny. Mm. They're funny.
They're fucking hilarious.
And anyone who lives with someone with Down syndrome they'll tell you firsthand they are hilarious.
They got two qualities: sexiness and laughter.
Yeah.
Highly fuckable, very funny.
No, but the love on the spectrum thing, it's fun that Netflix is like, we can make fun of them a bit.
Yeah.
Because that's one step away from bringing back bum fights.
Because they are wholesome, though. They're a wholesome bunch. I was a kid. I remember going to water parks. I don't know if I ever talked about it. I was going to water parks and stuff, and like with field trips to class. And I kept seeing like groups of, and I thought it was a family.
Okay.
For years.
Oh, yeah. You told me.
I was a child, and I was like, and I was at the water park, and I was like, this is such a coincidence. I'm seeing this family because they look alike, right? Yeah. All of them. So I'm like, I keep seeing the same family.
You thought every person was related. That's amazing.
I just thought it was a big coincidence. Every time I saw them, I was like, Jesus Christ, again? I was like, damn, I see these people all the time.
That's
hilarious.
High five. I was
like, what up, Downs?
Yeah. I'm like, what are the odds? What are the chances that you're here and I'm here? That's crazy.
And they were like, what?
That's really funny.
I was trying to calculate the chances.
Yeah, dude. It blew my mind every time. I was like, no, fuck it. Again?
It would have been funny if you like walked up to them or something. Like, what? How are you?
Yeah.
What are you doing
It's me. I saw you yesterday.
Yeah, they would have thought they'd lose their fucking mind.
So yesterday, you guys were waiting for Santa, all of you, the whole family?
And like, we were. We still wait. We've been waiting for a fucking while. Yeah, it's just the pandering is what's weird to me. Mm. Is seeing the forced.
But there is there's a whole bunch of, there's a bunch of good ways to do it. Like there's the getting down with, forget their names, but it's
down
like
with love?
No, it's a cooking show on TikTok. These two, they're like Asian Australian Down syndrome guys.
Everyone in Australia has Down syndrome.
And they're just cooking food, and they're having a great time, and
are
millions
of
hits. No.
Okay.
No, they're fully downed up. Yeah, and just people are loving it. They're having a great time.
I love it already.
They sometimes are yelling at each other, like, no, not like that, and like this, and people love it. It's fantastic.
It feels so like...
But that's not pandering, because they're doing it themselves. Well, yeah. I just don't like Hollywood forcing shit. But I have another question.
We don't know if they're doing it themselves, or if it's their dad going...
They're doing it. They're doing it for free.
Yeah.
They're for sure.
Uncle Alan just bought a nice new car.
That's funny.
Yeah, but they don't care about money, dude. They're pure spirits.
My question is, let's say Hollywood. Are we going to find out in 100 years that even though, like, the only way to normalize certain things was to pander for a while? Mm. Like, maybe we're just, like, noticing. Maybe it's because the truth is people like us don't really have, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why I'm mad. I'm like, you don't have to force down my throat. I don't care.
I think it's, like, also big city mentality. Because I had a talk with Wes about this the other day. It's like in the cities, you're kind of forced to like be next to every type of person all the time, right? So you have to end up being tolerant of everything and accepting of everything. But when you're in the suburbs or anywhere else in the world, you'll see somebody with like pink hair and be like, the fuck, what is that? What's going on here? You know
Call
what
the
I mean?
Cops.
Yeah. And so I think it's just a matter of like, these big cities that are, they're living one reality and the rest of the world is living another reality that they're not just caught up to that yet or will ever get caught up to that. I don't know.
Because I'm like, it feels weird for me because I feel like I'm getting pandered. Like, I know what a gay person, I know what a, I don't give a shit. I don't have a problem with it. Why are you forcing it down my throat? Yeah. How do you think people in like rural America who don't know, wouldn't they be like, what the fuck is this? Wouldn't they feel weirder?
Yeah.
Even if it's for them to get isn't it weird? It feels like it's weird pandering, aren't they?
Yeah, there's got to be like that one. There's got to be a few people out there like that are in the country and stuff and that are deeply closeted and so happy they're seeing this on TV now. It's like their one thing. They're like, nice.
By the way, is this the Australian duo you were talking about that has Down syndrome?
Yeah. Is it down with, it's down with Marley.
Hold on, put on your headphones.
Breakfast vibe.
I don't know if this is it.
It doesn't look like it.
No, it's vertical. It's on TikTok.
Yeah, and it says Vine.
And this is from your own personal Pornhub. I don't know what this is.
Yeah, this is Vine.
This is Vine.
Dude, this is a compilation of people with Down syndrome.
Yeah, this is Nick. that was super rude.
The laughter is the meanest laughter ever. There's nothing. He didn't even listen to it. He's just like, look at that guy's eyes.
He's like, if I wear this, no one's gonna know I made fun of him.
It's true. The laugh was the evilest thing. Like,
just making fun of him.
Down with Marley. Right down with Marley and. Somewhere.
I love that every show with people with Down syndrome starts with the word down.
Yeah.
Because
it's cool.
Yeah.
Well, also, the scope is very limited to what you can get away with.
Yeah.
Get down with Sean and Marley.
Get down with Sean and Marley. Down. It's a great. There it is. Yeah.
I'm going to subscribe.
Please, guys, dude. 100,000 subs.
Subscribe.
Yeah.
I'm not signed in.
Okay, I'm going to subscribe later.
Hey, 50,000 views. Look, a week ago.
Batman click, and click. Robin. Ah. That's fucking amazing.
Click.
Which one?
Anyone. Just anyone.
You sure that guy's Down syndrome doesn't seem like it?
Oh, hold on. We might get taken down for this. Yeah. I muted it.
Thank you.
Because it's the Batman shit.
They're just doing a sketch here. They're just being funny.
Yeah. I like this.
Yeah, dude, when they got told that day, hey, I got an idea, boys. You guys want to dress up like Batman and Robin and play Uno? I don't even know what this whole thing is about, but the fact that they got to dress up like this, play video, they're living their best life, dude. Minecraft, dude, dressed up as Batman and Robin, best day ever.
I'm jealous. Poseidon.
I think I have Down syndrome.
Poseidon's like, these guys look like a great hang. I don't know.
They do look like
a great hang.
I love friends that are down for shit like this. Like, you dress them up.
Oh, and look, just go back. I love that when... It's the Robin driving, and when he steps in, his cape
gets stuck.
You get like he closes the door on the cape.
Oh, they're on an adventure, dude.
I love this. Oh, and he didn't actually.
What?
Close
this is a
the
different
door.
Car. This, oh, okay.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, Poseidon?
They didn't notice.
Yeah, these guys are awesome.
All right,
this does look awesome. I fully support this
Let me go check. I think I got a spot downstairs. You guys can continue. I'll be gone for like 15 minutes. Yeah. Is that cool?
This is better than the Down for Love shit.
Yeah. I feel like they had more creative freedom.
And do you want me to sit on that side or you sit on that side?
Yeah, I can do it. It's fine.
It'll be easier.
I feel like it makes...
If not, it's weird that we're just looking at each other.
Oh, what just happened?
Like sideways. Oh, shit.
I feel like it takes advantage of them less.
Yeah.
Than the shows on Netflix.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you, so you have the middle cam on me, right? Okay, perfect. Yeah.
It is funny though, because like if trans and like that whole spectrum of people were aware that corporate is using them, they would be super pissed, right? We would be pissed for them. Isn't that? Oh, okay. You want to sit back here?
Goddamn. I'm sorry.
How many?
I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
Is this still about Down syndrome?
I'm just saying, like, if you were in a position, like, we'd get mad, right, if you took advantage of people with Down syndrome.
You would?
We would get mad if
in
you
real
took
life.
Like, if corporate was taking advantage, if corporate, like, some network did this show and like making tons of millions of dollars on it, we're like, it's kind of shitty.
If they came out with like a Batman and Dum Dum.
Yeah, and we're like, we're like, fucking, that's kind of shitty for them, right? They're getting the short end of the stick.
That's a good name.
Yeah. Batman and Dum Dum. I'd definitely pay to see that.
But yeah, it would be a shitty deal, right?
We'd Batman and Dum Dum. I want that to be the name of my album.
I don't know. But then they get all sorts of other people on all sorts of other spectrums, and we're supposed to be okay with it? Mm. No, they're exploiting them too.
Look, the truth is they are exploiting everyone.
Yeah.
I'm okay with everything as long as
they look happy though.
That's why
as long as they're happy.
I'm okay with everything as long as the people, like right now, that was the happy. I'm gonna subscribe to that because I want to watch that content.
Yeah.
That's why people that makes me happy. They're just having a good time just as Batman, Robin. They're gonna have other
like
costumes.
A couple of years ago, I forget what the guy's name was, but on Funny or Die, there were all these sketches about a cop that had Down syndrome. And it was always basically the same sketch. He'd just pull people over. And then it's just funny to see a cop with Down syndrome. Yeah. And it was always the same sketch. It wasn't that good. But the guy looked so fucking happy.
He's like, you're under arrest.
Yeah. And people are like, why is this retarded man pointing a gun at me?
I like that.
But yeah, as long as they're happy.
Yeah, they're always having a good time.
Yeah.
It was Halloween. Did you experience anything spooky this year?
Nope.
What about you?
No, but my house, like I'm renovating my house and someone congratulated me on the Halloween decor because we took apart the front of the house. So the house is ripped open. And then a guy was like, did you do that for Halloween?
Uh-oh.
And I was like, yeah, I spent $48,000 to scare little kids.
After he asked that, did he get dressed up as a superhero with a friend and make videos?
He started playing Uno in the street.
That's such.
Wait, you say Uno? Don't say you. You say Uno?
Yeah, it's Uno.
It's Uno.
Okay,
you say Uno. Uno.
You've been saying Uno.
How long have people been allowing you to say this?
So long.
I think I learned it in French, and in French they say Uno.
Yeah. Why do they say Uno in French?
I don't know. Uno.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Uno?
Oh,
yeah.
Is
that a French word?
Maybe in French it's Uno. Yeah. So I'd say Uno. I don't know why.
Maybe people were just like, you want to play cards? You know.
I don't know. What do you want to play?
You know, the game. You know? And he's like, yeah, I'd love to.
You know.
Yeah, I've always said you know.
That's funny.
I wonder how come. There's stuff that I mispronounce as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I
hate that later. When you pronounce, like, you guys corrected me just there, so now I'll know.
Yeah.
But sometimes people don't correct you, and then they'll say the word, like, a minute later.
And you're like, oh, fuck.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
I've been saying this wrong. You're calling me an idiot.
Yeah. I'll purposely do it, though, sometimes. Yeah. If somebody says vase, I'll go, yeah, I love a vase.
Oh, a vault. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, my aunt. Yeah, my aunt. I'll purposely go the other
what?
Way.
What? That's different pronunciation.
No matter how
they
say
it. That's like nuclear and nuclear.
Yeah. No, that's it's a different word.
Yeah, nuclear.
Yeah, nuclear.
It's nuclear.
Yeah.
Unless you're George Bush.
Yeah, nuclear.
Nuclear. But there's some words I've been mispronouncing my entire life, and then I hear other people say, I'm like, oh, get the fuck out of here. That's how it's pronounced.
Yeah. They put a bunch of new words in the dictionary.
Oh, well, like what?
Riz.
Oh, fuck
no
off.
Way.
Riz in the dictionary. Bet, I think, like the terminology for
but
it.
Bet already exists.
Yeah, I know, but bet, like, as in, and I think, what was it? Riz, There's a few. There's like, you check Webster's, like every year they put like five new words.
Bet wasn't a word.
Oh, no, cap. No, cap. Cap is, but it's just another definition for it.
Bet is the way they use it now, yeah. The kids.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like, yo, you coming to my house? Bet.
Okay. Bet. It's like, yeah, like.
It's like saying you bet. Yeah. You bet I'm
going. Yeah,
gone.
You bet I'm going. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. It's bet. Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah. Let's go. Bet.
Yeah, Riz, cap.
Cap is lie.
Yeah, lying.
Like, no cap. Like, yo, is that cap? Are you messing with me? Yeah. You know, is that cap?
And bussin.
Oh, God.
Bussin.
All of these are garbage words.
And they're all in the dictionary?
Yeah. Every year, there's like another.
The Webster's trying to be cool.
Yeah.
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 Is
yeah.
retard in the dictionary?
Of course.
Okay, good.
French people say it all the time.
Zeus is one of them, too.
Zeus.
When you're late, Zeus? You say, guys. I'm.
Zeus guys. Is Zeus guys coming to my house? Well,
it's Z-H-U-Z-H. A small improvement, adjustment, or addition that completes the overall look.
Zeus.
Zeus.
Zeus just confused us.
Doggo. They put doggo in.
What up, doggo? Like that?
No, yeah. Like a cute little doggo.
Yeah. Like a. Yeah, D-O-G-G-O. Like a.
Like a doggo.
Like a doge.
Yeah. A dog.
Yeah.
Like a doge.
Padawan.
Padawan.
Yeah, they put Padawan in the dictionary.
Isn't that a Star Wars term? A Star Trek or whatever the fuck? Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yeah, goddamn, they added 690 new words.
But they're all stupid.
Yeah, they're all stupid. Do you know what I. Do you know what else is stupid? When I was driving up here, there's the. Have you seen Illumi? Have you seen this garbage?
Oh, on the 15?
Yeah.
Bro,
in Laval, dude.
I 2 years.
It looks like a North Korean theme park.
Yeah. Dude, oh, yeah. 5 years ago, I bought tickets shit, like dude. A fucking idiot. I went.
What a horrible eyesore for all the people who live around there.
Yeah. Dude, if you pay to go, you don't know what garbage. It's so
no, I don't need
you,
dude. It just looks like retarded dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's what it was. It's garbage.
It makes no sense. It's like, oh, no. Here's a dinosaur. Here's a tree.
Yeah,
here's
I went. It was garbage.
Looks,
I went years ago.
And who's this for? What is happening? Who's children. Writing this off? Like, somebody's making money.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody's
they're getting
washing money laundering
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
it is trash.
This makes no sense.
And it's fucking expensive.
Yeah, it was expensive.
It's like $55 a ticket.
And
yeah.
It was garbage.
There's no rides. It's just like no.
You walk
through.
Around and it's
there's
freezing.
No rides?
No.
Dude, okay, I was sure there was rides.
No, it's like walking through, you know, like during Christmas time, you have like the houses that are nicely decorated. It's like the people who go to the store to decorate their house, that's the store.
Yeah.
You know when you walk in, it makes no sense where it's just like lights of things.
It's random shit and it's not even good. Like it looks, once you're up close, you're like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. Is this paper mache?
Definitely looks like it's like some like Chinese spy program
yeah,
or
it's
something.
You described it perfectly. Yeah. It looks like a North Korean theme park.
Like a North Korean theme park. You know where like all the power is diverted to this theme park?
Yeah, that's what it is.
All the neighboring houses have no power.
Like, that's what it looks like.
Who was there when you went? Like, who does it attract?
When I was there, there was a lot of families with kids because it was one of the first years. So people were tricked into it. They're like, oh, this is going to be fun with the family. And I was walking around just cold, miserable. Even though I only had my eyes out, one guy, a podcast fan, noticed me. He worked there. Security's like, j'aime le podcast. I was like,
nice.
So it was, but it's garbage.
Nice. Yeah, it's super wild. I was driving by it and it's super big. Like, you're like, for like a good 2 minutes driving on the 15.
This has
I was
been
like,
there for like 2 years now. Two, 3 years.
I don't understand who's paying to see this. Who are the people that are going to this?
I went because we thought it was going to be like a fun outing. And it was just you freeze your ass off. Everything's expensive and sucks.
Because they have like Cavalia there sometimes, which is like the horses thing, which I get. I get the horses
no,
thing.
No, this is like a Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah,
with
for horses. But then there's just like lights. It's just lights. Different setups. I'll go over here.
Perfect. And then he'll come back in 4 minutes.
Come back. Sounds great. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it Illumi? Illumi?
Yeah.
Stupid name. What a stupid fucking name. What a stupid concept.
Yeah. Illumi sounds like cheese.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like the cheesy fry up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's dumb. I don't know. It's got to be a money thing. It's got to be like some cash grab because the amount of real estate they're taking up on that 15 is wild.
It is a lot, yeah.
It's where they have the Cosmodome,
yep,
right?
Okay. Right beside.
Yeah.
Yeah, where the theater.
There's one thing they do in Longueuil that I don't know who they do this for. Where I live, we can see La Ronde, right? The Six Flags.
Yeah.
And in the parking lot of Place Longueuil, which is just right across, they have a theme park for 2 weeks.
Oh, right beside.
Like a shitty, you know, like a country.
Yeah, like a fair.
Park. Like a fair, yeah. And I was like, who the fuck would go to
who's
the fair
for?
That there's like a theme park, like less, like one metro stop away. Like it's a 2 minute drive.
Yeah, it's wild. Either you're never going to like the big theme park.
Yeah.
you're just never going to the big one. You're like, honey, the fair's back in town. Let's go. Like, those are the type, because you can't go to this one and go to that
one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because then you'll realize, like, I have a place in Orlando, and one of my friends, he used to bring his kids every year, but he'd bring them in the when they were less than 3 years old, so it was free to fly with them,
right? Oh,
and
nice.
Free to get them into Disney World.
Oh, yeah.
And then he came 1 year when they were four. Well, one kid was four, one was three, so he had to pay for a plane ticket.
Like, oh,
and then he was like, fuck it, I'm not going to Disney World anymore. So he was going to this shitty fair that was like $20 a day.
Yeah.
And I was like, is it fun? He was like, yeah, it's really fun. But then he'd describe it and it was just the worst thing in the world.
But for the kids.
Yeah, yeah. A 4 year old.
Yeah, they might as well have Down syndrome. Yeah, it was a great time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You bring a 4 year old to Disney World. Yeah. They just like the colors.
Yeah, you can bring a four-year-old to that light park and just tell him it was Disney, and he'll be like, I went to Disney when he's older.
Yeah, because that's probably the best. It's good for little kids and people that are starting to go blind.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can kind of see stuff.
That's right, yeah.
This reminds me of television.
The elderly with cataracts. And they're like, oh, you can still see something, right, Grandpa? They're like, yeah, is that a fucking dinosaur? Yeah. They're like, yeah, it's a T-Rex. Stupid dinosaur. They it's funny because they have like these realistic looking dinosaurs that are not lit up.
Okay.
Next to like the exoskeleton of a dinosaur in green.
Okay.
But like not even well done. It's so maddening. It pisses me off. I saw this and I was like, this is so fucking dumb.
I have a feeling the Italian community had something to do with this.
Yeah, it sounds like a mafia thing.
Yeah.
It does sound like a money laundering cash grab. Because like how much power are we using to supply this stupid thing?
Yeah, sure. I never thought about that.
Because like, there's a statistic, right? If you have your Christmas lights on all year round, like you could have, I don't know, lit up like three houses for a year. So people are like encouraging you to take down your Christmas lights every year. And meanwhile, we have this bullshit. Like, this has got to be the worst thing for the environment.
Do they still do the festival in Montreal, Montréal en Lumière, the light festival?
Oh, is that another one?
Yeah, they used to do that. You know how every festival is super subsidized or they all have sponsors.
Yeah.
And Hydro-Québec used to be a sponsor of the Jazz Fest and Les Francopholies.
Yeah.
And then they had told the people that run both those festivals, we're pulling out. We'll only do a festival if it has to do with hydroelectricity. And then they were like, you can't do a festival that has to do with hydropower. And then they were like, let me think. Oh, how about a light festival? And they were like, okay, we're in.
Is that what this is?
Oh, but this looks kind of cool, Montréal en Lumière. Like, you're skating through the whole place.
The thing that sucks, since it's fucking Hydro-Québec that invented it.
Big money thing.
And they spend half the year making me feel guilty for leaving the lights on in my bedroom.
Yeah.
They're like, did you know that if you turn the lights off, then you can conserve energy and it'll
better
for the environment?
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, so I'm the reason why global warming is a thing.
Yeah.
But you fuckers can light up the city.
Yeah, they're like, also, please don't turn the lights off because, you know, it gives us money.
Yeah.
That's very bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very weird that they're virtue signaling.
All light festivals are very weird.
Yeah.
It's like we just discovered light in just 10 years. Like, we've had lights for so long.
Yeah, it's weird doing a festival for something that everyone's taken for granted since forever. It's like the Running Water Festival.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, the Flushing Toilet Festival. This year, we're going to flush a toilet.
Do you ever see a mirror festival? Like, oh, my God, dude. What is this magic?
I did a show once. The first year they did that light festival, I was doing a show. It was a thing for the French CBC I was hosting. And it was like a gala, but it was at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And they thought this was a good idea, but it just attracted people that were fucking drunk and stoned. And this woman.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
kept, like, she was, I was doing stand-up, and then she was dancing in front of me as I was doing stand-up, and she kept on yelling, like, songs that she wanted me to sing.
Requests?
What? Yeah, requests. And then I was like, I'm not a singer. Like, you can't ask for, like
that's wild.
And then she got on stage, and then she wanted to grab the mic. So what I did to get her off stage, I went off stage, grabbed a beer, and then I was like,
and I was just "Oh yeah, I remember
her.
You telling
yeah. her, like, yeah. she's like, ooh. Like, yeah. And then she just went off stage, and then I was like, how in the fuck are they going to use this yeah. on CBC? Like, that can't yeah. be a TV show. That and it wild. Wasn't. And then the way they edited the show, I was the host of the show, and I was never on the show.
Oh, they wow. They cut everything. They couldn't salvage it.
Everything I did was just this fucking drunk lady wanting me to dance.
That's
and
funny.
Just,
Back in Black! Sing
but
it!
How drunk do you have to be to like, not pick up?
How drunk and out of touch
yeah.
also
yeah.
like
yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I mean, like, this is your first night out in 25 years, yeah. like that's what it was. She's like, I don't care mm. I don't care if you can't sing, he's singing this song. I don't leave the house ever, this is my night.
Yeah.
I used to always attract, though, whenever I did, like, I don't do them anymore, but those festival shows that are free,
yeah,
I always attract the fucking weirdest people.
Yeah.
One time I was doing a show and there was a man that he kept on standing up. It was an outdoor show. And I didn't realize why he was standing up every other minute. And then I realized because he didn't have a chair. So he was just pretending to sit next to people. So he was just like sort of like sort of
just getting fucking
like
quads, dude.
Like just like pretending to sit.
Yeah,
like
he, yeah, he's doing
he was
that.
Just squatting. And then he'd stand up and then he'd squat again. He had the frame of a chair, but there wasn't a base on it. So it was just, there was nothing to put his ass on. So he was
hilarious.
Just pretending to sit. And I was like, how fucking weird do you have
just
to be?
Just stand up at that
to
point.
To pretend to sit.
It's also funny that, like, he's like, I got away with it.
Yeah.
Like, his whole night was like, fuck, man, that worked. Yeah. I can't believe that worked. Like, it fooled everyone. the one guy you don't want to notice, yeah. it notices yeah. that you're not, you don't have a chair.
That's yeah, and funny. You figure it's an outdoor show. If you don't have a chair, just yeah. stand in the back.
Yeah, or sit on the ground.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. exactly. Yeah. yeah, if he got on his knees, you're the same height
yeah.
as everyone sitting.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I'd yeah. rather sit on the ground.
That's yeah, really it cool. seems like extra effort for nothing. You look dumb.
Mm.
Yeah.
Some people don't leave the house. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, I had a show this weekend. I was in Toronto. Wes was taping a special.
Oh, yeah. How'd it go?
Went well. It was, so we had a guy open for us, Kyle. I forget his last name, damn it. But pretty good comic out of Toronto, very funny guy. I enjoy his comedy a lot. Very dry humor. And he goes up there doing his A material. And just like, you know, when it gets a little too edgy, the crowd goes, aww. Like, you know, you okay. got one of those. And I was like, ooh. I was like, this is a magic crowd. I look at Wes. I'm like, Wes, you got a magic crowd tonight. It's not a comedy crowd. And he's like, no, shut. He didn't want to hear it, right? He's
how
like,
How many shows was he doing?
Just the one.
Okay.
Just the one. But he's been running it for, you know, a long time. And
oh, that must have got him so nervous, though.
Yeah. I was telling him because he heard it, you know, and he was, Kyle ate shit. He ate shit. He even knew he ate shit that night. And I was like, ooh. I got up and I warmed him up. Like, it was I did 20 and just like warmed him up, did some crowd stuff, and then, you know, just some.
Did the comedy go over well, or it was just some magic?
No, I had to like drill it in. Like, okay. There's certain things that I stayed away from. But for the most part, I was just trying to drill it because I was like, we got to get this yeah. show rolling a little bit, right? So they came around at the end, but poor Kyle, like, he was going out there cold and just like there. And the first thought that came into my head was like, I don't think that like 75% of the audience has ever seen a comedy show.
Okay.
And they're here for a magic show. You know what I mean? And that kind of crowd happens to me and Wes a lot. You know, we're big fans of comedy, big fans of jokes, but we get these crowds that are just like, we got the kids babysat. We never leave the house. It says magic. We love magic, you know. And then we're like, hey, you know, fucking school shootings. Am I right? Right? And they're like, aww.
Isn't that the best trick, though? Because if you trick them into yeah. comedy, that is the best here. Trick.
It is, yeah, it is.
The illusion was, yeah. It's not really a magic
I did like
show.
Two mediocre tricks. The tricks weren't good. It was mostly comedy. But then Wes took over. You know, Wes got a lot of magic in his show and a lot of comedy. They loved the show, though, but it was off to a rough start. But, yeah, I think there's a lot of people out there that go to see shows that just have never been to a comedy show. Mm. And you can tell right by the type of reaction, by the, oh, you know, it's like, I did a cancer joke and that's all it was. It was just like, oh, cancer, you know.
But don't people consume it online? Like, I mean, like.
Some people just don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even in like comedy movies, I feel like.
Yeah, but they're not making cancer jokes.
And they
yeah,
don't have they don't have those anymore. Like since 2015, there aren't any real comedies.
Did you watch the Bill Burr's movie?
Yeah, I did.
Super funny.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it too.
Yeah,
I thought it was refreshing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it felt like one of those comedies.
Yeah, it felt like a comedy from the like early 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bad Dads, I think it was.
But I miss like there aren't.
Old Dads.
Old Dads, yeah.
Yeah, Old Dads.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there aren't those, like, and even that wasn't, like, there was a lot of good jokes, but yeah. it wasn't like a Hangover or a Old School.
No, definitely like, not. But like, it was in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You could see that it was funny, too, because you have, like, the critics score on Rotten Tomatoes and then the audience score. And the critics score was like 17%.
Okay.
And the audience score was like 85-90%. I don't think it was a 90% movie, to be honest. But I think just because it just goes to show you that like your fan base matters more now.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a comedian, as like a performer, like you don't have to rely on, you know, these 100 or 35 critics or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Right now on Google, as it stands, it's 23% on Rotten Tomatoes, 6.2 on IMDb, and 80% on Google, like user reviews.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like that's just
that's
a lot
wild,
of
yeah.
Yeah, that's corporate people being like, "Well, I mean, this is, you know, they said it was too much profanity and
I think Steam there needs to be I think like a thing where it's you know Steam for the
yeah,
video
very
games.
Positive and
yeah, like yeah. there's it's all fan. Yeah. It's all people who played the game that basically rated it. Yeah. There's zero critics.
Yeah.
So I feel like there should be like a movie. Sorry, Mike. Like a thing with movies where it's just people that watched it.
Mm-hmm. I think though, like in the old days, like reviews for movies were really important, like Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah.
But there hasn't been a Siskel and Ebert type of person in forever.
Yeah, they like, wielded the fucking power, right?
With the thumbs up, thumbs down.
It'd make or break your
shit. Yeah, two thumbs up would be a hit every time.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The power that those two had in their thumbs.
Yeah, and some of them, like, a lot of times they gave really good movies bad reviews.
Yeah.
Because they were just two fucking pieces
of shit. Yeah, they were hungover.
Yeah.
Fucking somebody fucked their coffee up in the morning, and they're like, well, we're going to completely trash this franchise in a second.
God, no.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, though. Critics don't wield the same power, and I love seeing that. I love seeing that you can have these... You know, this, and it's so clear as day, this gap between what the critics think and what the audience think. And now you can piece it together yourself and be like, oh, you guys are just trying to pander into this weird audience. Like, but you can clearly see this movie isn't for you.
Yeah.
Don't go watch a movie that isn't your type of movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not going to like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Same with, like with Siskel and Ebert, it was, one of them died, and then it was
just Ebert, wasn't it?
Ebert and Roper.
Ebert and Roper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Ebert used to say all the time, because it was Siskel and Ebert, and they hated each other, apparently. And he was like, we agreed the first year that it was going to be Siskel and Ebert, and then every year we'd change, go to Ebert and Siskel.
Yeah.
But then after a year, he didn't want to change. So then it was Ebert and Roper.
Yeah.
And then that never took off. And then they were like, two thumbs up. You're like, he's dead.
It's true.
Go fuck yourself.
It's true. When Ebert and Roper were around giving two thumbs up, that's when like, the charade was over for me. I was like, wait a second, this doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I believed Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah, but Ebert and Roper, who cares?
No, who cares? Yeah, they were the last duo. That was, that's crazy, dude. The amount of lobbying and fucking under-the-table deals they must have gotten, those guys. Can you imagine?
Yeah, they must have made so much money.
Fucking tens of millions of dollars, dude. Here, like, fucking slide this envelope. You know what to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'll take you out for dinner. We're going to go golfing in the Cayman Islands, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
Just, and music was the same. Like, in the old days, if you got a DJ in New York or L.A., or even, like, any major city.
Yeah.
If you gave him a couple hundred bucks, he'd play your record.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I heard there was one guy in L.A., I forget who the DJ was, but he said it used to be $500 to get your record played.
Oh, wow.
And he'd play it for a couple of days, and then if it was a hit, he'd keep playing it, and if it wasn't,
He
that's
just
fair.
Stopped.
Yeah. Fuck, that's cool.
Super. And $500, like, yeah. for in those days, is like, let's say $5,000 now.
Absolutely.
Which is nothing for a big company.
Yep. It's nothing, but it's enough, you know, for someone who's trying to make it to, like, that's cool.
Yeah.
There must have been like, it must have been under the table. It must have been
It
wasn't public.
Like in the old days, I remember here in Montreal, there was a lot of the radio guys. They used to just do commercials, but they wouldn't tell the station. So they'd be like, hey, I went to yesterday to Queer Tony.
Shit.
I bought a jacket at Queer Tony. They have the fucking best prices. I got this. Look at this jacket. And then the guy talk about his
take
jacket.
Fucking deals on the side. Yeah. I love
but
that.
But they talk about it in a way that everyone knew it was commercial. And for some reason, the radio stations didn't really care.
Yeah.
And then a lot of those guys started doing that on Music Plus.
Oh.
And the owner of Music Plus, he'd fire people.
He's like, fucking hell. Yeah.
They like, there was one girl that she was, she started talking about a dress company. And then the next day, he was like, go fuck yourself. Yeah. You're never coming back.
I went to the dildo store the other day, picked up a nice little dildo.
That's funny.
That is crazy. Yeah, because now with, like, all the laws and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you have to, even for content creation, you got to, like, fucking hashtag this and say it in the first minute. And, like, all these rules and laws that apply. I just did a deal with, Shopify and Spotify recently for some content. And Spotify is, like, back and forth. They're like, yeah, you got to have this. I had to do, it was with, the Riddler's new audio thing on Spotify or whatever. I had to, like, promote it. And it's got to be, like, I got to put in tiny writing, like, the at trademark this, and then have to grab the file, the music file from their library. I have to have this approved. The wording has to be exact.
Oh, my God.
Because normally it's, like, pretty loose, right, with brand deals. These guys were, like, fucking lock tight, right? So it was, like, back and forth for, like, weeks before they were like, all right, you're good to go.
Was that for your podcast or that was for
you? No, YouTube? just for my YouTube. Okay. Yeah. We don't get much on the podcast. We've gotten a few brand deals, but I think we fuck them up all the time. We just kind of shit on them.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you're not giving me enough money to really like this product. So we're just going to shit on it and hopefully you'll get a sale.
That's weird. When I did that for, I had a product a couple of years ago. The first time I had like a really good deal that they had bought. They said they were going to buy 26 live reads over the next year. So I was like, oh, this is good. Like, they're giving me a lot of money.
Yeah, big chunk.
And then I talked about them. I was like, this is the best. It was the comedy festival in Quebec City.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, it's an amazing festival. It's the best festival in the world, blah, blah, blah. Then start the podcast, and I had a guest on. I was like, you doing the festival in Quebec City? And he's like, no. And I'm like, why not? He goes, because they don't like me. And I was like, they're so fucking stupid.
No!
And then I just started talking shit about the people in the book. And then I forgot. No. And then they never booked another commercial again.
But they still paid you for the 26?
No, they only paid me for one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and we had a contract with them. So I could have said, no, you owe us.
But the contract, it probably said, like, don't shit on our brand.
Yeah. Like, we got one from, I'm going to have to watch out because you know that show LOL they have on Amazon?
Yeah. Last One Laughing.
Yeah, they have, they're doing the Quebec version.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They're sponsoring my Suzuki Good.
Oh, nice.
And they're like, we'll send to the comics, plus you have to do a live read about the show. But I fucking hate that show.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I'm still going to do it, but you're going to feel how much I hate that show.
Yeah.
Whenever I talk about it, I'm always like, I love the comics on this show.
That's right.
It's all good people. Yeah. But it's fucking
a terrible concept.
It's a terrible concept. Yeah. It's a comedy concept that comes from Asia.
Yeah.
The people that are horrible at comedy.
Yeah, it's very, it favors alt comedy above all, I think.
Yeah,
like when you saw Tom Green, you know,
he was perfect for that.
He was perfect for that.
Yeah.
Where he's just like, I'd like a cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
And he just kept repeating it and people were losing their minds. But like, yeah, anything like real comedy just tanks.
Yeah.
You know, you had who was one of the first people out. It was just like, he's laughed the first joke. He's like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I like comedy.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a weird concept. But that's, I mean, you can also get away with, I think, shitting on them while at the same time doing a brand deal.
Yeah.
I think, right?
If they know, it's just the only thing is, I'm going to have to find out who's paying Exactly.
Right.
Because if it's Amazon, I'm pretty sure no one there speaks like French. Oh, or if they do speak French, they only speak French French. They don't speak like the Quebecois French. So I'm pretty sure that they're not going to understand anything. Get away with it. And then,
Interesting. When's that airing?
I think it's right before the holidays, or maybe right after the holidays.
They just shot. It's already shot. Oh, that's done.
Their season's already done. Yeah. But I haven't done the episode yet.
Yeah. Did you get invited to go on?
I got invited on the first season, but I didn't want it. It's the type of thing that I get why people do it.
Yeah.
But it's just I'd be so miserable.
Yeah.
Being there.
Yeah, I agree.
Should do it. Little switcheroo over here. I hit this camera. Oh, shit.
Right. It's okay. I'm back.
It turned into an action cam.
I'm back.
How was it?
That sucked.
Oh, did it?
Well, the crowd's good. I sucked.
Okay. I had one of those shows last week. I was horrible, and I was like,
I know it's not them.
But I was happy, though, that because I'm working on my new hour, and it just made me realize, okay, I haven't been working enough. Because I was on a show that everyone was garbage, and they all did really well. And then I did okay. And I was like, ugh, I can't be worse than that guy.
Yeah.
Like, there's some people that you just don't accept.
I don't know. I just sucked because I'm doing a lot of, like, new stuff, and I'm mixing it in. And I have no choice. I got to test in different places and say it in different ways, see what works best.
Yeah.
So I knew going in, I go, oh, I'm going to sacrifice the first 10 minutes, like the first 7 minutes of my set, but I have no choice.
Yeah, and then you hit them with the real good stuff. It's good that you get the bad stuff out of the way first, though, because if it does hit, you just ride the wave.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't hit, you're like, well, I'll come back in the second.
But problem today was they were half with me, half against me now. So the half that I had already lost, they didn't want to come on board when everyone else was laughing.
Okay.
But it's okay. I mean, I don't think they know us. They're just like, whatever. But to me, I'm like, I know I sucked.
I get what you're saying, too, with, like, you're like, oh, shit, how's that guy getting more, like, a bigger pop? But, like, you're also trying new stuff, and he's just going, like, straight A material because he knows you're on the lineup, right?
Oh, I could do that. I could cheat like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But you won't get better if you do that.
No, yeah, of course.
And the show I was doing, it was weird because it was we were raising money for some organization that helps, like, poor people. And I was like, I didn't know what I was going to do. And I was like, I'm going to do this bit. And then someone did a bit that was the same type of material. Oh, fuck. But I was like, okay, so if I do that bit, I'll have to go, hey, like Steve was saying, and then build from that. So I was like, fuck. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to tell my story about the renting, chartering a jet.
Oh, yeah.
But then I started talking, and then I realized we're raising money for people that are poor.
Oh, no.
So everyone is super poor. And I'm like, you notice when you rent a jet? And I'm like, and usually, like, I build it with the, like, I show that I'm like a blue collar type guy.
So
but
funny.
Since I was only doing like 5 minutes, I'm just like, you know, when you rent a jet, blah, blah, blah. And then people are like,
he's walking, like, and money's falling out of his pockets. He's like, yeah, you know.
But you realize it after, but like right now,
so horrible.
I just realized something I did when I went on stage because I was in podcast mode for here. So when I went on stage, the first thing I did was I shit on everyone in there. I just realized that's what funny. Also fucked me because I said, hey, happy Halloween. I go, I'm guessing none of you have kids because they're not trick or treating. I go, and no one here got invited to a party. And then I just said, I go, fucking dorks, bunch of, I go, Bond a nerd. And then I felt like, oh, is he really attacking? Yeah. And then I was like, I didn't get invited anywhere too. Like, I was like, oh, God, I'll save this. And I realized as soon as I said it, I go, why'd you call them dorks? Because I was in podcast mode. I came from up here. I just realized I called them all dorks. That's why they were pissed.
Yeah, before you came up, we were talking about LOL. You know that show on Amazon?
That one I would do. That one I want to do. Yeah.
That's what I said. I think you should do it.
I want to do, but I don't have any contact.
It's good exposure.
Yeah. Because there's another one that I'm trying to get. He's trying to get to Burgo to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Big Brother. That would be perfect for him. Because everyone keeps talking about that show.
Did I tell you Burgo, it's his bio now? But he did it like he... Because my girlfriend is one of the producers of the Quebec version.
Right.
So I was like, I'm going to try to work my charm on my girlfriend, work my magic, and it's not working.
No, she even in front of me, she's like, are you guys sure? And I'm like, I'm telling you, it'll be amazing. Mike's like, it'll be amazing.
She tried to sell it to the others, and they were like, No one knows him. But she was like, no, but it'll be good. It'll be super awkward. But his bio now is like, Sebastian Bourgeois, blah, 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 ready for Big Brother Celebrity Quebec. But he wrote Big Brother CA, which is the Canadian Big Brother, that has nothing to do with the version he's trying to get onto.
He's on the QC.
Yeah, he should have done Big Brother QC.
He'd be amazing on that.
Yeah. Who's that guy? Who's this guy?
I don't know. Sebastian? He's a guest of he's a comedian in Toronto. He's a guest of Suze Kut.
Oh, is he on Suze Kut? Is it a Let's Go guy?
Let's go guy. He'd be perfect. What would you guys say about LOL?
We were just saying how
it's good, no?
Yeah, it's. I don't like the concept. I think it's weird for comedy, but I do feel like Tom Green in the English version.
Kill it. Yeah.
I think he is the perfect type of comedian for it's a alt. It favors alt comedy. It doesn't favor stand up.
No. It favors also because crazy shit.
Yeah.
What I think would happen is if you'd go there straight faced because you know what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
And fuck with them, but not like slap. Just say crazy shit.
Yeah.
Anti-Semitic stuff.
Yeah.
Drop the N word a lot until they start cracking.
I was surprised at how much they left in the Canadian version, in the English version. I was so surprised. There was like a lot of like racy like humor and
you have to, or else how are you gonna get a comic to break?
I know, but I'm like. That's crazy. So I'm like, I'm wondering what they left out. Like, what's on the cutting room floor must
N-word,
be shocking,
the
dude. It's the N-word for sure.
Would you do it?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
Did they ask you to do it? Or
no.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah, I said I wouldn't do it. I was never asked to do it, but
I was never asked either. I'm saying I want to do it. I'm saying the opposite.
Yeah, I. No, I don't. I don't. I don't think it would benefit me. I don't think. I think it would be a waste.
I think you'd be amazing because you could actually not talk. And do stuff that'll make them laugh with your cards and your tricks.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can win it.
I don't, I watched it and I felt bad for most of the people. I felt so good for the people that finally got out and got to watch everyone else.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, fucking get to laugh again and have, I was like, oh, that's where I want to be. I just want to be in that little room. So I would, if I were to do that, I would get out first and then just crack jokes behind. Like,
oh, I would stay in. I would do lunatic. I would make them piss themselves. I would do lunatic shit.
Yeah. Like, I thought Jay Baruchel was a good host.
Yeah,
I liked him.
He was a good host.
I never watched the English one. I just saw clips of the French one. That's why I was like, oh, I like to do this.
Yeah,
the English one had some weird moments.
I wonder how much it pays because I know, like, when I was in France. I had Blanche Gardin on the show, and in France they offered her €200,000.
But that's she's a huge French name in France.
That's a lot of money.
Apparently, though, they give everyone the same salary. So I think in Quebec it's $70,000, but I'm not sure.
If it's 70K, now I really want to do it.
And for it's 1 or 2 days.
It's 2 days. I asked Niamh. He told me he did 2 days.
That's a crazy amount of money.
Yeah, that's insane.
For 2 days.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah.
To say the N-word?
No one should tell them that they can get away with $5,000. No one should tell them that because any comic
you better shut your mouth
for a
right
day's
now.
Work. Are you kidding me? $5,000? Who wouldn't do it?
Yeah,
I'd do. I'd $5,000 to like, hey, you get me, and you're giving me more exposure and $5,000, and you know,
now you're giving me 70,
and you get to hang out with like comics that you've never met that maybe you look up to and shit. Like, you don't have to give 70. That's crazy. It's good for them though.
Yeah. But I just made that number up.
Yeah,
he's like, just saying that whatever it is,
they
like,
all get 70,000. Fucking put it in print. Yeah. Let's go.
I think it's probably that.
It's probably,
over 50.
Wow, that's great.
It has to be an amount that you go like, I don't want to do it. We'll give you this much.
Okay.
You know what it is? They
but
probably pay you per
here.
Episode.
It's 2 episodes.
It's like 10 episodes,
oh, yeah,
right?
You're right?
It's like, because it's 24 hours or whatever it is, right?
What I heard is it's a lump sum.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, they're paying you
for a season.
Every episode.
That's even probably, if you're out, you're wherever you're the host is.
So you're getting paid like doing an entire season of a show in one day, which is amazing.
We don't, like, it's not a company here that produces it. We don't know the people, right? We don't know who produced. It's just Amazon.
I have no idea because that's what I was saying. I got them as a sponsor for Suze Kut.
LOL?
Yeah. So, but I don't know if it's Amazon that contacted us or like a if it's a local.
Because I don't think it's local because it's done everywhere.
Company.
It's not just here.
It's probably
right?
a production company.
But because the production company, if it was a local, like Big Brother, we know who it is. So we can go to them. Like, we're trying to put pressure now for Sebastian. Mm-hmm. But I don't know who LOL is because I want to put pressure on them. I want what pressure? I want to be like, yo, fucking hook me up. I'm gonna kick some ass. That I would do. Because it's 2 days.
I'll have to ask, like, Emily. She's the one that sold the live read. So I'll see who contacted her.
Yeah, see if it's a foreign
if it's
or if it's
a Quebec
one of ours.
Person, yeah.
I like the old, what was that old comedy sort of where they had a bunch of comics up and they would like eliminate them after their sets and whatever.
Last
they would
Comic Standing?
Last Comic Standing. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And the winners went on to like do stuff, a lot of them.
Yeah,
yeah, especially the first season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that was big. They used to have some
Ralphie
good stand-up.
May. Ralphie May right. came from there.
Yep.
A few
he
people.
He didn't win. Alonzo Bowden.
Uh-huh.
Like the first season had Ralphie May, Alonzo Bowden, Rich Voss.
Yeah, Voss was on.
And John Heffron won. Or no, sorry. Dat Fan won.
Oh,
which
yeah,
was
Dat
like
Fan.
Like an open micer Asian dude.
Yeah.
Oh,
he
really?
Was, yeah, he was studying everything. Yeah, yeah. He was like writing down
Everyone else had been doing comedy for like 31 years.
Yep.
And he had been doing like open mics for 6 months and then he won, which made every fucking comic just so fucking angry.
He studied it.
Yeah. Like, what did he do?
He studied like the decibels per joke. That it would produce, right? So the decibels
it's
of
so
sound.
Asian.
Yeah, it's so Asian, dude. And he made a whole Excel sheet about like all of his jokes and like literally made it math and won.
My God,
he
that's
fucking
so
hacked
smart.
The system,
yeah.
dude. Yeah. He fed it into AI. He fed everything
into
AI.
Who were the AI. Judges that season?
I forget.
Wasn't Roseanne in the beginning or no?
No. Roseanne and Norm MacDonald came later. I forget who's there the first year.
They should do a French version of that, a Quebec version of that show. So, yeah. I think that would work.
Yeah. Definitely.
It would definitely work. Comedy, it would kill.
Yeah.
And you could do it at, where would you do that? Would you do it at a theater or would you do it at a club?
You probably make a place.
Yeah, like in one of the studios.
Yeah,
like
set up something, yeah, that you can control all the things.
Bring guests.
Yeah, have people sign, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah, not to talk about it until it comes out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they do with those shows.
Yeah, it's all controlled audience. And
I know that America's Got Talent.
Mm.
I know that one of our friends, they told him that he didn't have a sad enough story.
Yeah,
he should make one up.
He did the audition, and he killed, and they said, you're going to Vegas or you're going to L.A.
A
or
comedian?
Wherever. Yeah, and then backstage were like, do you have anything happen to your family? No. Do you have kids? Yeah. Are they healthy? Yeah. They okay. How about your parents? Yeah, my parents. Are you close?
Yeah, were you molested?
Did they abandon you? No, I'm still. And then he realized, oh fuck, I need someone that died. And then he was like, my father died. And they were like, really? When did your father die? 28 years ago. And they're like, oh,
that's not gonna work.
Yeah, that's not gonna work. So then they called him back. They were like, no, you're not going to LA.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. What a shit.
Happened to Wes too.
Yeah.
West. Oh, what happened to him?
Well, they were trying to like, hey man, you know, let's talk about some of the, you know, your struggles. And he's like, no, he's like, life's good. You know, I just drink beer. And they're like, no, like we need something. And they were like trying to, and he's like, fuck you guys. I'm not giving you anything. And the same thing happened to him.
Yeah. Man. He could have made something up.
Yeah. But also he was on AGT and like AGT hits me up every year without fail, every year, Fool Us AGT, all these kinds, every single year. And they're like, hey, you could win this. You know, these producers are...
You already have 7 million subscribers.
Yeah, but they're gassing you up like you're going to win the whole thing all the time because that's their job, right? And I'm like... And one year I responded and I was like, all right, let's say I do this. I don't have a visa. I don't have an American visa. I'm like, are you guys going to get me a visa? They're like, well, no, we're not going to... You know, it's a very complicated... And I'm like, well, I need a visa because if I go past the first round, I'll need a visa, right, to win money in the state. I'll need a... And they go, well, yeah, so, you know, maybe we'll just do one round then. And so I'm like, oh, so you're
going to sacrifice me.
So, I'm going to be the guy. And
let's say.
Yeah, let's say I'm the best you've ever seen. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but let's say I'm better than anyone who's ever been on this show. And you have to find it in the edit where I suck.
Ugh.
And then they're like, well, yeah. And I was like, yeah, thanks, but no thanks. Like, this is fucked up. And that's what they'll do. And that's what they did to Wes, too. Wes killed it, but they had to be like, well, you know, it wasn't really. And my buddy Eric just did France Got Talent and fucking crushed, right?
Eric from Gatineau?
Yeah. Okay. Sugar Sammy was one of the judges.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Eric killed it. And this is so funny, dude. Eric, he's smart, man. And he's like, he knows how TV works. He's had multiple TV shows. And he's like, I'm not giving him a fucking clip. I'm not giving him a clip. No matter how I do, I'm going to kill it. And if they say anything negative, I'm going to go, thank you. Thank you. Oh, that means so much. Thank you. Thank you. And so he kills it. The three judges are like, yeah, yeah, you're amazing. He's like, thank you. And Sugar Sammy goes, he's like, yeah, you know, it's good, but you got to work on your comedy. I feel a little bit. And he's like, thank you. That means so much. Thank you. And he goes, no, I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying. I think you need to work on like your jokes, your timing of your jokes. He goes, thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you so much.
much. Thank you. And he goes, and then the other guy goes, no, I think what he's saying is you're not being like your comedy. And he's like, thank you. And then they're kind of, they're amazing. All weirded out while he's doing this. They're like, all right, man, you got through, like, good job. And he goes, and like everybody gets like a normal clap or whatever. And he just goes, yeah, woo, oh my God. He runs off stage jumping. Like, he's like, I'm not giving them a fucking single frame in the edit where it looks like I didn't do okay.
That's so funny. That's amazing.
So funny.
Fucking Sammy.
He's like, yeah, they thought he was literally retarded. They're like, dude, no, I don't think he's trying to tell you you're not. He's like,
thank you, babe. Thank you.
Yeah, he's the only one that actually does get it.
There was a guy a couple of years ago. There was a guy on that Francis Got Talent. There was this weirdo from Lac Saint-Jean. They used to, he was a spoon player, but he hit himself on the head with shovels and shit. And he was the only person in the history of Francis Got Talent that he was fully subtitled. Because he had like the thick Saguenay accent.
He made fun of that accent a little while ago, and they started calling him on TikTok a racist Quebec basher.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They went crazy. Wait,
you can be racist for that?
But only idiots think that, but they went off on it.
That's
dude.
Not
it
a
was,
race.
It was, dude.
That's not a race.
You don't understand. Quebec bashing 101, fucking Chris D'Anglais, Quebec bash, Quebec. They went crazy on him. And the guy's like, what the fuck? Then you have actual people from there like, I know that accent. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And I called it mountainous French. I think they didn't like that.
Yeah, they didn't
either.
Like that he called it mountain. He didn't know how to describe
that
it.
That seems pretty vanilla.
Yeah, it is. It was an overreaction, like crazy.
What's crazy is while I was saying this, I was like, oh, let me be a little careful. So I tried to be careful, and then it's the thing.
I know you. You did not try.
No, he did not try to be careful at all.
Well, careful for my standards, Mike.
But it was crazy how mad they got over nothing. Nothing.
And I love people going, you're a French basher, you fucking English, you Greek piece of shit.
They wrote that. You fucking dirty Greek.
Yeah, they were fucking dirty Italian.
De gros Chris de cave. One guy's like, go work at La Belle Province. Or
they were all mad at him being racist.
This week I was at my mechanic for my tour bus, and my mechanic, I love the way he describes him. He was like, yeah, you're Dino Bravo guy.
You're Dino Bravo.
Who's Dino Bravo? Bravo.
Dino Bravo was a wrestler that was in the WWE who he was murdered by the mafia because he was selling cigarettes.
No.
Like he had counterfeit cigarettes.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the mafia that killed him, but someone
killed him.
Someone that doesn't, you know.
Oh, yeah, because I had dyed my hair.
I guess, when he saw you, you had
the
blonde hair.
Yeah. That's funny.
He asked how your Dino Bravo guy is?
No, because I was telling him... I was like, yeah, the my seat makes a weird noise on the new one. And he goes, yeah, you're a Dino Bravo guy. Had called me once.
Amazing.
And then he was like, what do I do? He was panicking. And I was like, what? And then I remembered one time he had called me. He was like, what do I do? And I was like, I don't know.
It was the alarm
thing. I was like, I don't know. What the hell the fuck should I know?
I'm not there.
A mechanic.
You got it now? It's at home?
No, it's in the...
It's still stuck?
Last about the old fucking one. Week. So I go to get it last week. Like, I get a
the
broker.
The saga continues?
I get a broker to do everything. And then I go to get it, and he had told me, bring it through just the Canadian side. Don't bring it. Like, he goes, go through the commercial section, but we're not going to export it from the States. We're just going to import it directly into Canada because it's new. Because you have to export cars before you can import them.
That's insane.
So I'm driving, and then I see all the trucks going to the right. I start following them, and then I see a sign written export, and I'm like, fuck, I'm in the export lane. But so I go to go back, but there are cones. So I'm like, I'm going to have to back up. So I'm going to look fucking weird. So I was like, fuck. So I was like, I'll just fucking hope that playing stupid will get me through. And it didn't. So I was like, no, this is a new vehicle. You don't need to export it when it's brand new, which is kind of true. But he's like, if you're a dealer sending it to another dealer. And I'm like, yeah, so you don't have to. And he goes, and you're a dealer? And I'm like, yeah, I
deal jokes.
But I was like, it's my company. And he goes, okay, what's your company? I tell him the company. And he goes, why are you driving? Like, who's the owner of this company? I was like, me? And he goes, why are you driving? I was like, I like driving.
No!
And he's like, what? I'm like, I like driving.
This would have worked in the 70s, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. It definitely would have worked in the 70s. And then he
would have
been like,
there's a black guy there.
Yeah. And then he like photocopied everything. Then I got back in my truck. And he goes, bring it back to the States and wait 72 hours. And then you'll be able to bring it in. So I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, I could just drive. But I was like, he's got my license plate and he has eyes. So he'll just see me going, okay, I'll go wait. And then me just running away. So I got to go get it tomorrow.
Yeah, it'd be a shitty way to get arrested.
Yeah. And getting
smuggling a vehicle
banned from the country. Because you definitely get
banned. Oh, definitely.
You commit a crime, you get banned. Yeah.
And that's a stupid crime.
It'd be in every newspaper.
Yeah, I can see Mike going home forging documents to prove that he like deals cars now. He's like, I got to do this now. I made a whole banner I got to put up beside my house saying I sell cars.
The only positive would be that you would get the heat off of Kevin Brand.
Yeah.
You saw what happened to him?
No, I didn't see what happened.
TMZ, everyone was attacking him. Yeah.
Who's this?
Kevin Brand? He's a comedian?
He's Neil Brennan's brother.
Oh.
Neil Brennan's angry, hateful brother.
Kevin, and he's also a comedian.
He's a very good comedian. He got beat by Chappelle on Star Search.
Oh, wow.
Like, he did the Tonight Show in the Johnny Carson days.
I didn't know that.
He was, like, this close to being, like,
one of the biggest
Seinfeld level.
Wow.
And then he didn't make it. And then his brother made it because of Chappelle. Mm-hmm. And he just fucking hates his brother and hates pretty much everyone.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's very angry. What did he do?
He made fun of Matthew Perry dying.
Okay.
And the internet lost.
Oh, I saw that.
There you go.
Yeah.
And the internet lost their shit. Like, we're talking about from Page Six to TMZ to Fox News
to
CNN.
It was pretty funny, though.
What was the joke? Do you want to Google it?
Yeah, I already did.
He said... apparently Matthew Perry drowned in it. No, that's the second tweet.
Tweet. Sorry.
That's his retort when everyone attacked him. The first one was he drowned in his hot tub. Ha 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 ha. That's all it was. And people went fucking nuts. And then he goes, look, in fairness, you know, he goes, I don't really care about this guy, but I do love it when junkies die. Like, he kept doubling down.
I love it when junkies die because people are calling it a drowning because he's such a beloved character. But, like, people know that it was an overdose.
Like,
clearly you don't just drown in your own bathtub.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
There's some drugs involved. I love how everyone was saying how, oh, he helped me get clean. He helped me get clean. But he obviously wasn't clean. If you're fucking drowning
in
3 feet of water.
It was very deep.
Yeah. That might have been one of those fancy LA hot tubs.
It wasn't his day or his month or his year.
Yeah. Yahoo made an article, washed up ex-SNL comic tries to stay relevant by mocking Matthew Perry's death.
As if they fucking call him washed up.
Ex-SNL comic. He was a writer on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, but he's washed up, dude. Imagine saying that. Imagine somebody making a joke and you being like, oh, this guy's fucking washed up. Like, why? Because he's making a joke?
Yeah, and also, if he's washed up, why is the joke affecting you?
Is the picture of Matthew Perry him with his eyes closed? Okay, no. He's just puffy.
Hmm. Yeah. It's a good joke.
I mean,
doubles down. Look at his picture, too.
That's
the picture they chose. They're trying to make him look like a lunatic. They're all attacking.
Of course. They did him dirty, dude. They did him dirty.
That's a violation.
That is a violation.
He doesn't care, though. Brennan doesn't give a fuck.
That is funny.
That's when I noticed that I drink too much, because when me and my wife got separated and I was living at the house, I stopped going in the hot tub and the pool alone.
For fear of drowning?
Because I was like, because it wasn't drinking, but it was like, if I have a heart attack, I'm going to drown.
Right.
If I get drunk, I might fucking slip and fall.
Yeah, that's precautious.
I'm an old drunk.
Yeah.
I'm like a little kid that needs someone watching him when he's in the pool.
So does Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
Look at these photos that they're getting.
This is somehow worse.
On Tuesday, he was spotted for the first. Oh, bro, they're doing Kevin Watch. Bro, come on.
Yo.
Bro.
Oh, he must be so happy.
Yeah, he's back in. He's back in, dude.
I'm happy for him, bro.
I didn't mock
and
it.
And flames, dude.
I didn't mock it. I just thought it was funny.
But I didn't mock it.
You love it when junkies die.
I didn't mock it, but I do think it was funny.
But I do love when junkies die. And then look at the next one.
Why is drowning in a hot tub funny? Because it's not very deep.
No! No!
what a good joke.
I saw and
he's arguing too with someone that's ultra mega.
Ultra mega Wendy.
Never gets offended by anything.
Yeah. Ultra mega Wendy, dude. She had one thing left in her life, and it was friends.
Hey, he ruined it for her.
Did you guys see that there was like a bunch of conspiracy theories surrounding Matthew Perry's death? And then I was watching a bunch of these videos.
Kevin did it.
It's all bullshit.
What were the conspiracy theories?
Just
he was on Epstein's list.
It was like some weird. One person said it was like a weird pedophile shit, or like we should investigate this more.
Oh Jesus, fuck! Because these of the because their goddamn minds.
Yeah. Because he kept posting like stuff about Batman, and then in the comments. I found it funny. Somebody wrote, yeah, maybe he just really liked Batman.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, he's a big fan of Batman. In his book, too, in his autobiography, he cites Batman because he always considered himself being, because he was like a loner and he was like depressed and he like lost his parents and all this stuff. And like, and he had the success,
he's like,
but he had it.
Instead of fighting crime, I just used prescription medication. Like Batman. I'm like Batman. No.
Same thing.
He flies, I too get high.
Yeah, we both.
I too get high.
We both put our mask on.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's high. He's like, we put our mask on one leg at a time.
Yeah. Yeah. Every time he does a line, he's like, I got to fight some crime.
He's just naked doing lines in a Batman mask. Like, I am Batman. That's the thing, though. The fans of Friends are, like, very hardcore, though. They're like Swifties. They're like, they will go to town on you for making fun of their shit.
God damn.
Yeah.
Because if they're not watching Friends, they're making videos of themselves dressing up as Batman and Robin and cooking.
Yeah, it's so funny.
And Friends fans.
Yeah.
I wonder if you were going to end the episode there, but I wonder if Matthew Perry saw that Down Syndrome Batman guy. Maybe
he's
that's
like,
what did
he's
it.
Like, yeah. He gets it.
He was like, he's fuck.
He's the
I
real
am
one.
Like him.
Yeah.
He's the real one.
God damn. He's one of us.
You could say he wasn't a very good swimmer.
Is
All
he
right,
dead?
We'll end it there. No, swimmer's alive.
All right, listen, this was a great episode. Follow us online, MikeWard.ca. Mike Ward's tour dates are there. You can also go to patreon.com/Suzakut to sign up to Mike Ward's podcast. This is Mike Ward Suzakut, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. Our wizard friend here is online. Chris Ramsey is solving puzzles, and he's doing magician-related tricks. He's also twitching. He's played one of the funnest games on Twitch when he plays it, where he's telling the AI that they're pederasts.
I talked to so many people about that.
Me too.
I
love
that video up, by the way.
It's amazing.
You should watch. It's fucking wild.
I watched it. I went on your Twitch to watch it. I was having a great fucking time.
Yeah.
Poseidon is online. His website is iamposeidon.com. Not to be confused with the list, the Epstein list that he's on as well. That was just a mere coincidence. PantelsComedy.com for myself. We got live shows coming up. The Pantels Frenchcast live next weekend. And dates, just go to my website, PantelsComedy.com. Thank you all, and go fuck yourselves.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.